other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two, March 3rd, 2010. We're taking your calls in the next couple segments. We're going to be joined by the makers of shadow government, of the global elite, planning to destroy your freedom. Amazing documentary film. Then Declan McCullough breaking down the Cyber Security Act and a lot more coming up in the next hour. And a bunch of other important news. The media is now saying get ready for another financial collapse. You've got to accept the new bank of the world. The banks have to set up a world government. Only that will save you. Everything is going according to their plan, except the people are really waking up and getting upset. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Rusty in Iowa, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Worldwide transmission against tyranny.
Well, I just noticed that you guys were talking a little bit about the vaccines earlier. My son's autistic. He's 6 now. And I did see regression after his 2-year shots. You know, every 6 months they gave him a battery of shots. Well, my second child isn't autistic because I did research after listening to your program and had them given one shot at a time instead of combining the stuff.
Says that this British doctor who lives in Austin is discredited, but if you actually read his research, it's not discredited, and there's all the other big studies. Meanwhile, the studies the government pushes saying mercury's good for your child's brain have been proven to be total frauds.
I saw something on ABC about that. The British doctor, they're smearing his character now, saying that he was doing that because he was developing his own vaccine, and it was, you know, he was being greedy and trying to make money off of it. And that's just not, I mean, perhaps...
No, he was promoting mercury-free vaccines, and he did the medical testing and taking the blood himself, which is completely ethical. I mean, there's all sorts of drugs being developed by doctors and people. My dad has worked on developing drugs with other big companies. I mean, that's just what's done.
Right. Well, it's insane to me how they can sit there and tell you something and then say something completely different. I mean, the guy's research does prove to be accurate as far as I can tell. So, I'm just...
Well, we know this. 21 years ago, the national statistic was 1 in 25,000. Now it's 1 in 65 or 68, depending on the numbers. And you hear national ads saying 1 in 150. Now, I mean, look, the vaccines in their own internal memos, they know what they're doing. In 2000, there was a secret meeting at the CDC. It was declassified in 2002. Even ABC News covered it, where the head of the CDC said, I would never give this to my grandchildren. We've got to cover this up.
Yeah, that's very shocking, and it shouldn't be, though. I mean, if they're willing to do other things to us, like population control and things like that, then why would this be any different?
Yeah, all they do is run around and say, we need to drug your water to sterilize you. It's reasonable. It's good. There's too many of you. Your carbon footprint, humans are bad. But we have a shot for you. We're your friends. Trust us. We like you. We're friend. Drink some fluoride. Yes, all the studies show it attacks your organs and bones, but doesn't matter. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists. Take it. Take it. It's good. We love you. We're the government.
Right. And the one thing that really kind of sticks out to me is, you know, I've been listening to you for a couple of years now, and a lot of people, when I mention that I listen to you, they say that I'm crazy, and it's not because I listen to you, it's because I believe everything that you say, and I don't believe everything that you say. If I don't think you're telling me the truth, I go look it up, like what you always say, so.
Have you ever found this lie?
No, I have not.
And to be clear, sometimes I get stuff wrong. I'll be listening to my rebroadcast sometime and hear me flip a number or get a date wrong. But, I mean, everybody does that. The difference is we try to tell the truth. We do our homework. We do our research. And we have a great track record of really being accurate and predicting a lot of big trends that are developing. And, hey, people shouldn't just listen to what we have to say. Check it all out for yourselves. Just start thinking for yourself, looking around you, questioning more.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
We live in a surveillance society.
Why do I have to come down?
Monitor every human being on the planet.
I don't know how they knew all about us.
A big government will take more and more of their rights away from them.
Are you aware?
Yes or no?
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
We are warned of such a global system.
The great experiment that was once America has been prostituted by special interests.
All they're thinking about is, oh, government, do something, protect me, save us from all of this.
We are living in the last days.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. For the balance of the hour, Andre Van Heerden, the producer and director of the hit film Shadow Government, joins us, along with the author of the book that it's based on, and, of course, the host of the film, Grant Jeffries, who's a documentary maker, author, film producer in his own right, a leading film and documentary producer out there. And, of course, I was honored when they reached out to me to see if I wanted to carry the film or endorse it. And this is the best-selling film we've got next to my documentaries. And that's the market speaking, that the people are really impressed with this. I mean, it's an amazingly informative DVD. It's available at Infowars.com. And, of course, you can get the book from Grant Jeffries' outfit, and we'll give you that website before he leaves us. But we also have a discount with my other books and videos at Infowars.com. And it's got Daniel Estulin in it. It's got Catherine Albrecht. It's got Gia Griffin and so many others. And it's really waking people up, because it's not just the naked body scanners that are going in, or the cell phones tracking us, or the RFID. This has been globally agreed to by the UN. It's globally standardized, and it is a beast system. Even if you don't believe Revelations, for all intents and purposes, that's what this is. Total control, where they can even predict human activity before it happens by tracking your previous activities. Not just individuals, but groups of people. And it's covered in the film Shadow Government. So I want to thank Andre Van Heerden and Jeffrey Grant, or Grant Jeffries, for joining us here today. Gentlemen, good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Where do we start? I mean, you wrote the book, Grant Jeffrey. Break down what the Shadow Government is, why you have that title, and in a nutshell, what's being built. And then let's go through the film and break down the information in it.
Well, I believe, as a result of 20-some years of research, that we are very, very close to the imposition of a global government that none of the citizens of the Western world, in terms of a majority, want. Every time people have been asked if they want global government, the vast majority love their nation, their history, their culture, language, and they want to keep their things as they are. The global elitists that desire global government, they know that the only way to introduce this is by stealth, and they have found that they can go around the U.S. Constitution, which is one of the major impediments. The founders of the U.S. Constitution were brilliant men that were very afraid that America needed to stay out of European entanglements and wars, and they made the Constitution very hard to change. But the lawyers in Congress found that there was a loophole. That according to the Constitution, if there's an international treaty signed by the President and 67-plus senators, that takes precedence over the U.S. Constitution if there is a conflict. And so they began using treaties like the World Trade Organization in 95, signed by Clinton, a 2,000-page treaty that effectively robbed the United States of its economic independence and trade policies. Only one senator out of 100, Alex, actually read the treaty. Most of them have a 1 8.5 by 11 page summary. And based on that, the vast majority of them voted for this, which effectively put America's hands in handcuffs. Economically, they cannot respond to unfair trade practices, for example, from China. Otherwise, all the other nations will retaliate. America, though it's the leading economy in the world, has the same voting power as Haiti or Uganda, one vote. So we're outnumbered by people who do not share our free enterprise policies, our pluralism of religion and politics, etc. The next thing is these global elitists think of themselves as global citizens. They no longer think of themselves as Americans or French or German. They, I'm not suggesting that they're all evil individuals, but rather they believe that in a world with 200-plus sovereign nations and weapons of mass destruction that are widely available, inevitably they will be used and there will be a third world war and genocide. The only solution they can think of is a global government that would eliminate nations and their ability to go to war.
Which just so happens to be authoritarian. And I was playing in the background for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a short clip of a census worker coming up and marking your GPS point on your home. I mean, the film covers the big picture. It zooms into the micro. That's what's so powerful about it. And it's got great actors. I mean, the whole thing is illustrated where people can really get an idea of what's happening.
yes, I think that we were able to convey with Andre's help and direction the real truth that what is happening behind the scenes is our politicians are ceding our national independence, our constitutional independence. These people believe that global government is the solution to avoid a third world war as one of their motives. But you and I both know that the history of the planet shows that civil wars are by far the worst type of war, whether the American Civil War, where we look at the Russian
Civil War. And there's going to be civil wars against this global government because it's authoritarian. Even in the words of the Financial Times of London, they endorse an authoritarian system. Meanwhile, the globalists always hand out weapons to other countries and actually stir up the conflicts. And internal memorandums like State Department Memorandum 200, they talk about starting wars to reduce population. So I, at the top, they're pure evil. I agree they have a lot of useful idiots that support them at the governmental and academic and corporate level, believing in the propaganda.
Right. And what I point out in both the documentary and the book with very ample source citations, there are three major groups. The Bilderberger Group, who call themselves internally the Alliance, primarily European, royal, as well as multinational leaders, incredibly wealthy people who want world government. Then you've got the group, the Council of Foreign Relations, that is primarily American with about 3,000 members. And then you have a trilateral commission that was formed by Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski, his security advisor, back in the 70s, which basically has representatives from both the Asia and from Europe and from North America. All three groups absolutely are aiming toward global government by stealth, by international treaties, and by other means. These individuals have set an agenda which they know the public does not support, and so they're introducing it step by step without people being fully aware that we're ceding our national independence and our representative government. I really point out that the European Union, with 27 nations, is really an executive commission of appointed individuals who make decisions behind locked doors, and the so-called European Parliament is nothing more than a high school debating society because all the power is exercised by 27 appointed people, and there's no remedy. There's nothing an individual can do.
Well, they admit that. I mean, when Obama became the first U.S. president to be president and the head of the U.N. Security Council, CNN said, this is the ultimate level of power in the global government. This is the only group that has any power in the UN, and all of those individuals are Bilderberg Group members or members of the regional roundtable groups. And Carol Quigley, as you know, wrote a whole book about this. He worked for them, 900 pages, Tragedy and Hope, breaking it all down. And my listeners are aware of this true global architecture, and of course the film covers that, but you also break down how they plan to implement their control and surveillance over the population. We're going to go to break in a moment, but I want to go to Andre Van Heerden, the director and producer, for a moment. What do you think is most important in the film Shadow Government, the masterpiece that you've produced?
I have to say right off the top that when I approached this topic and was talking to Grant, I was approaching it as a skeptic. I was looking at a lot of this stuff as a conspiracy theory. I didn't believe a lot of it was true. I thought there was nuggets of truth maybe buried within it. But as I started doing the research and working with Grant and looking at his book and started interviewing the various people, and you mentioned some, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, Daniel Estulin, Richard Griffin, Edward G. Griffin, sorry, the information that was coming out and the evidence, the support evidence for all of it, the documentation for all of it, made it, you know, implicitly clear that this was true.
Yeah, this is an open conspiracy. That's what's so frustrating is they're announcing world government on the nightly news, and then next they cut to the Southern Poverty Law Center saying these Tea Party people are dangerous, they're delusional, they believe in a global government.
And what you just said is the most striking thing about the documentary is that if you don't believe in it, suddenly you look at the headlines of your newspaper and exactly what the documentary is talking about is right there. It's all right in front of you. And I think people are really getting the sense that it is there. Even if they think it's a conspiracy theory, they can look in the world around them and say, yeah, you know what, I know I'm being tracked. Yes, I know all my financial transactions are being tracked and monitored. I know this is all happening, and that's what makes it so scary and so true.
And then you look at the research of the terror attacks in the U.S. and other countries, and you find out the NSA, every time, bare minimum, knew exactly what was happening and let it take place, like the case of the underwear bomber. again, this surveillance cuts two ways. We'll be right back with the makers of the film Shadow Government, available at InfoWars.com, discounted right now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Grant Jeffrey is our guest. He's the writer of the book Shadow Government, made into the documentary film by Andre Van Heerden. Both of them are with us. Again, the film covers so much and consciously gets people to realize how everything we're doing is being tracked and traced. Continue breaking down other key parts of the film that people need to be made aware of. Mr. Jeffrey.
Well, one of the aspects that makes shadow government a reality is that not only do you have this very deeply held agenda by these globalist groups, which, by the way, as an example, the Bilderberger Group in during the 2008 election, back last summer, summer ago, year and a half ago, they invited both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to their secret meeting in Virginia, just north of Washington. And knowing that one of them, within 7 months, would be taking their inauguration as President of the United States, taking an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, domestic and foreign. And yet they were invited to attend a secret meeting, which they don't talk about. Part of the rules of the Bilderberger and the other two groups are what's called Chatham House rules, which mean that no one who goes there by invitation only is allowed to quote anything that is said or identify who said it. And they were invited to go to this secret meeting, and the planners of that meeting definitely want to bring America down in both its economy, its military, and politically.
And they publicly say that now. And they publicly say that, and China is the new model where they give tax incentives and everything else to move all our industry over there, and we've got all the phony environmentalists calling for a global government run by the very banks that meet at Bilderberg Group meetings, saying that we will pay our taxes directly to them. From your research, Mr. Jeffrey, there's no doubt, certainly in my mind, but I want to know from your research, that we are now entering the final phase of open world government.
Absolutely, and I found an interesting document that you might find interesting, Alex. This document was written by the Council of the Club of Rome, and it was published in 1993 in a booklet called The First Global Revolution. And in fact, is on the Internet. Someone can look it up if they want. Here's a quote. It says, quote, "In searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite," meaning the globalists, "we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming and water shortages, famine and the like, would fit the bill. In their totality and their interactions, these phenomena do constitute a common threat which must be confronted by everyone together. All these dangers are caused by human intervention in natural processes, and it's only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself." Now, that's chilling. Because that means that back in 1993, the globalists identified man's natural love of Earth and the environment as a way to achieve their real goal, which is an incredible socialistic control of nations, companies, and individual activity, and to also achieve it on a global level and do it by stealth, appealing to something which they would emphasize and exaggerate so that people would be willing to take any type of restriction whatsoever and taxes to achieve saving of the planet. And this is the underlying real motive that I have found in the research that I have been doing that is pushing the exaggerated danger of global warming.
And they chose carbon dioxide, the life-giving gas, because that's what humans exhale. And now we have video from just 2 weeks ago of Bill Gates saying, "Here are humans. They put out carbon dioxide. We have to get rid of at least half of them." The UN in their document says 80%. Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, the head climatologist at NASA says the global taxes are meant to destroy our industrial economy. I mean, this is a very dangerous group who have control of the issuance of currency and credit, and they don't want a free market. They don't want us living well. They want us poor and under their control. And they proposed 3 months ago at Copenhagen a global one-child policy. And that's why shadow government is so important, because it shows we are under a global shadow government now coming out of the shadows through the G20, announcing that later this year or early next year, they are going to set up a global constitution of the banks, the private central banks, setting up a global government publicly, even above the UN, that we will pay our carbon taxes to. And it's here. And we have to warn people, and that's why the film Shadow Government is so important. We've got a long segment coming up, so we won't have these interruptions. When we come back, I want to get the director and producer's take on what we're discussing, Andre Van Heerden. And, of course, we've got Grant Jeffrey on the line with us, the writer of the book that this became a film, also the host of Shadow Government. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be awake out there. A lot of you more awake than I am. The point is, the public's now ready to be awakened, and films like Obama Deception, Fall of the Republican, Shadow Government are the tools to get out to the people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Watching the Watchers? That's the question they ask in the film Shadow Government. And more importantly, who are the Watchers? What are they building? What type of society do they want? Their program is public, but it is horrifying once you research it. But we have a responsibility to face this and stand up against it. The film also has a Spanish language option. It's available again at InfoWars.com, Shadow Government. It's available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The best place to show this is to your churches. We need to get the churches in America awake to this Big Brother grid. I mean, they're saying they want to implant us with microchips. They're putting RFID in most of the products now. They're tracking everything. I mean, this is literally what was envisioned on the Isle of Patmos, but most churches aren't discussing it. And you got Pat Robertson saying biometrics, thumbprinting is fine, naked body scanners are good, Obama's of the Lord. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is sick. And the great delusion is upon the people right now. Shadow government exposes it. Okay, going back to Andre Van Heerden and, of course, Grant Jeffrey. Andre, again, I've heard this story a million times. I mean, literally, just callers, emails. People think we're making this stuff up. They think that Catherine Albrecht's making it up, or G. Edward Griffin, or Daniel Esselstyn in your film. Until they actually look at the statements and publications of the government of the elites and what's being built. I mean, what was the process like for you? You get approached, because you're already a successful filmmaker in your own right, by the author of the book that this film is based on, Grant R. Jeffrey. And, I mean, what was the process like? You thought it was conspiracy theory at first. How long did it take you to have a crash course in reality?
Actually, it's a bit of a backward scenario for us. We had worked with Grant Jeffrey 15 years ago on a documentary called Final Warning, which looked at a lot of the same things in shadow government. Now, very tellingly, 15 years ago, when we produced Final Warning, and we were talking to the cast and the crew, and when we were marketing it, we kept being told, oh, you know, this stuff isn't really true, and so what if someone's watching me? I have nothing to hide. That happened time after time after time. Now, suddenly 15 years later, the same sort of material, you look at it and say, you know what, we were dead on. Everything that we had said was going to happen in Final Warning has already happened faster than we thought was going to happen. And now when we're producing Shadow Government, everyone's paying attention. So we were aware of Grant's book, Shadow Government, saw it and thought, you know what, we're a feature film company. We're best well known for producing the Left Behind series of films. But we wanted to get back to our roots to doing the documentaries, particularly because of this this title. And so we actually approached Grant and said, you know, we would like to do the documentary for your book. Thankfully, Grant said yes, and we had a good relationship before, and really kind of dove into it. And I was planning to pull out the nuggets of truth, things that we could verify. And, you know, that's a big thing. I'm a former journalist, and so I'm always looking for background sources. So, you know, backup sources look and say, yeah, no, this is true. Now, the very best source of information is what you call an antagonistic witness, someone who is not on your political side, someone who doesn't really like where you're going with the information, yet they will confirm what you're saying. Well, you go to the UN document, you go to the Council on Foreign Relations document, you go to the very source, and you can find they're supporting exactly what you're saying. It's right there. It's hiding in plain sight, as you said earlier, and that was what was so compelling for us in producing it.
Well, let's cut to the chase. We know this is real. We've researched it. We've got to educate the public. The public is now ready to receive this information because we're so deep in this system now. But imagine what Hitler or Stalin or Mao or Pol Pot would have done with a cashless society. The power it gives the system to track everything you do, to be able to turn your card off, to turn your biometric scan off, to record your naked body in the body scanners and have a 360 biometric scan. Let's break down from your research what a totalitarian system can do once they fully get us on a cashless system, which they're now moving towards demonizing cash. A lot of places won't accept cash. Even if you go buy food, they still want to see an ID card many places. We're being indoctrinated. They're shutting down the family farms and ranches. Grant Jeffrey, get into that.
Well, we're already about 98% cashless, and there are some northern European countries where cash is really seen as an anachronism. For example, I have a computer ring called the iRing. It has a computer chip inside it with a credit, and you, rather than pay for a subway, a train, a bus, you just simply touch that iRing that you wear as a ring, or you can have a key fob on a child's book pack, and you just touch it to the screen, and instantly they withdraw the amount of money. But now there's a complete computer record of how long you were on that subway, who else was in the subway car with you, and the tracking technology that comes with this type of technology is phenomenal. For example, after 1948, the English-speaking victors of World War II, Britain, United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, decided to do something that had never been done before in intelligence. While they still have the James Bond cloak and dagger spies, they created a new type of system which would be an electronic vacuum cleaner that would listen and record on hard drives every single radio and telephone conversation, every fax, then with the introduction of personal computers, every email, and now all of your internet surfing. Because it's so vast, there's obviously not enough human listeners to monitor this stuff, and frankly, they're not interested in your conversation discussing, you know, yesterday's movie. But what they do is they use the tremendous computer technology, the cheapness of hard drive. drive memory to store everything just on spec. And so they record every phone call, even the voices, and then they use deep data mining to instantaneously at trillions of calculations per second to look for key voices, addresses, names of weapon systems or names of individuals.
And that's 25 years old with the echelon keyword, but it's a lot worse than that. They now admit that they're able to predict off your cell phone travel where you move, patterns you have up to 93%. It's actually much worse. And to literally begin to predict mass movements of society and predict the future and test their propaganda on the media and see if people are buying it in their private emails, phone calls, and it's all crunched into giant graphs and data. And then if they want to zoom in and say, have your recorded voice, they then have computer programs that can copy your voice. Now most of the toll roads you don't pay with a swipe or even a tracker chip. They read your license plates. They track you in real time on the roads. The public schools and the government are dialing in, watching people over their laptops, even at home. That's now admitted. And in states like California, over a million government bureaucrats, police, and others are exempt from the license plate camera tickets and things and are literally above the law. So we also, as one of the Rockefellers told Aaron Russo, we cover this in my film Reflections and Warnings, they said, look, we're all going to have a chip. And my chip will say, basically, I'm above the law because I'm an elitist. And that's the thing. These private globalists are building this private corporate world government, and they are exempt. It's like in the EU. The EU bureaucrats, the rest of the EU is paying over 50% income tax. They pay 17%. I mean, it's just, it's an absolute class system.
Well, you're right, Alex. And one of the things, the natural person who's an innocent, law-abiding, Christian, church-going person would say, well, look, I live an honest life. I do not break the law if you don't count speeding. And therefore, why should I really be worried, even if what you're saying is true?
You're who they don't like. You're who they don't like. They want to track you, understand you. They want to raise the taxes until you rebel and bring a police state in. I'm sorry.
That's not only that. But let's say, well, they're recording all this stuff, and, you know, no one's really personally listening to this. It's all going into the computers. But let's say your son applies for a high-security position with the military, the government, a bank. Then, and at that point, they then go back and look at his family and friends and associates, and they do an instantaneous search of all the communications, including your Internet surfing. Well, Alex, if I know all of your phone calls and your emails, and I know all of your Internet surfing, I know more about you than your spouse or your parents, because by our Internet surfing, we reveal our religious, political, sexual preferences, we reveal our the books we read, the magazines we're interested in. We reveal our whole life when we expose our Internet surfing. I talk about the social networking sets, the sites that are out there, Facebook and Twitter, and I point out that young people especially, you know, a girl, for example, I use the illustration, 16-year-old girl tells her 57 best friends on Facebook about this wonderful Christmas romance with a 22-year-old college senior, and they had underage sex and underage drinking, perhaps some illegal substances, and she thinks nothing of it. 6 years later, she's going for the dream job of her life, and all of a sudden, they don't call her back anymore because as a final thing, they Human Resources went back and did a check, and once you put something on the Internet or in an email or in a phone call, it cannot be erased. It's a computer data shadow that will follow you the rest of your life.
And let's expand on that because you're now hitting at the very heart of it. And that's what shadow government covers and why it's so important. Take 3 years ago, the air marshals, the head of their union in Colorado came out and said, we're ordered every month with a quota to put innocent people on a list to create the illusion of security threats to get more funding. If a five-year-old takes a photo with their camera or an old woman does it, or you order a vegetarian meal, there's over 1,200,000 people on the no-fly list, no judge, no jury. They're now saying they want to put you where you can't buy a gun if you're on the no-fly list. They have these criminal databases. There's all sorts of corruption of the data. They've been caught putting fake data into the systems, and there's no judge, no jury, no review. You can't find out why you're on the list. This is an incredible discriminatory system, But, oh, they've got you all worried about let's not profile people with turbans, to then sell everyone being violated and discriminated against whenever they want because the corporate Borg beast machine says so. And then meanwhile, the NSA can also track when good cops, good military, good police are aware of government drug dealing, child trafficking, sex trafficking, money laundering. It comes out they use NSA to actually block real investigations of the global corporate crime syndicate. So this is the criminals' surveillance network to make sure they stay safe and no one gets onto them or no journalist ever gets onto them. They can shut them down.
Well, one of the most amazing things that's happened in the last few months, Alex, is that on December 17th, the President of the United States signed an executive order which has the force of law, which immunizes Interpol, the international police organization representing 157 nations, including such wonderful supporters of law such as Russia. And this organization can now operate inside the borders of the United States to arrest people, do rendition or anything else, and it is no longer subject to congressional oversight nor to a judge's order. They do not have to produce evidence. And therefore, Interpol, for reasons that no one can explain to me, because Interpol has never asked this of any other nation before, why Interpol should be allowed this immunization against American courts or congressional investigation.
Yeah, they're given diplomatic immunity, and under diplomatic immunity, all these groups have been caught. Narcotics, child kidnapping, snuff films. I mean, this is the global government is run by criminals. And, I mean, you get my point that this is actually there. It's not just to surveil us. It's to protect themselves and to find out who's good in government and who's bad so they can promote the bad people.
Well, I can point out that even in a dangerous world in which obviously our governments would be remiss in their responsibilities if they did not try to use technology to find the terrorists and find the criminals, etc. However, such incredible power, unprecedented in human history, a population surveillance system that Hitler or Stalin would have given their left arm for, cannot be able to operate with impunity and immunity, and the watchers need to be watched by a genuine democratic oversight, but that, in fact, is not happening.
And now they're expanding it with the cybersecurity takeover. Run through the film, going to the director and producer. Run through the film in somewhat of a chronological order, just the basics that people will discover and learn in it.
There are four main sections, and it's great the way they all kind of interrelate. The first section is really looking at surveillance technologies, new surveillance technologies, how you're being monitored, how you're being tracked. And we give lots of examples of what's currently in place, what is just on the drawing board, what is coming down the line towards us. And it gives great evidence, great examples of all that sort of technology and what's around today. We asked a few of the people, if you wanted to live off the grid, if you wanted no one to be able to track, monitor things that you're doing today, what would you ask to do? And every single one basically answered, you'd have to live naked in the forest. It's literally to that extent. The next section, that's the first section, surveillance and tracking capabilities. The next section is looking at how those technologies affect your rights and freedom. What is happening to our rights to privacy? What is happening to our freedom of speech, freedom of free expression, those sorts of things, the double standard if you happen to be a Christian or a Jew? What is happening to your rights and freedom? What has already happened with your right to privacy basically already out the window. We then look at, okay, you have your technologies that are monitoring and tracking you. You have your erosions of rights and freedoms. Who's behind all this? And we really look at the global government, the institutions that are already in place. And you mentioned some of the people with all the money and all the power in the media that are controlling all this. We have the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Council on Foreign Relations. You have the United Nations all working with the media, all working with the money to control their agenda. That's the third part. And the fourth part takes it a step further. Has this been predicted? Has this already been foreseen? And it really looks at Bible prophecy. It looks at, okay, where is all this leading to? And it really looks at what did the Bible say? And again, you know, you say, how do you prove this? Well, it's written down. It's written down 2,000 years ago, and you can read in the book of Revelation, you can read in the book
Well, Andre, more than that, I'm a Christian, you're a Christian. But the issue here is if we can get this message to Christians, who are the majority of this nation, that will be a powerful force to say no to this big brother that's bad for everybody. And even if you don't believe in God and all this, and some people are deceived and foolish, no one can disagree that all this surveillance is being used to hurt people and to control. And we know now that the establishment's coming out with all the surveillance and admitting more of it because they've already gone way down the road past what we even know they're currently doing. And so the Federal Circuit Court, a Ninth Circuit, 2 weeks ago ruled police can search your house without a warrant or probable cause. There's all these other rulings against freedom. They now want to come out with all the surveillance and openly use it in court. And so that's why they're having rulings for warrantless wiretapping of citizens. The list goes on and on. Gentlemen, stay there. It is so important that we expose this for what it is, that we reveal it, that we let people know just how dangerous it is, and point out it's wrong. This is America. I mean, and worldwide, we know this is tyranny. The film is Shadow Government. Get your copy of the DVD at InfoWars.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Fin Glove technology
and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go. Wow.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. To continue exposing the control grid with Declan McCullough of CNET News, breaking down the cybersecurity bill. Jason Burmes is going to be in studio with us a little bit, going through point after point in the bill. We're going to look at all the calls for internet censorship because they've gotten the grid in place now. The whole economy shifted over to wireless and internet and the web. Now they're coming in with the censorship and the control. So part two of this whole discussion coming up at the five after when our guests leave us. We've got about 5 minutes now and 5 minutes in the next segment, gentlemen. Other important points you want to make about shadow government, how important this message is, other parts of the film people should be made aware of and why they need to get it.
Well, I was just saying off air to you, Alex, that we had some people come over to our house. They were parents of some of the friends of my my daughter, and they were interested in, you know, my work and things like that, and mentioned that we'd done this documentary called Shadow Government, and they were immediately interested because they can see it, as I said, in the headlines. They can see it all around in their daily lives. They know they're being monitored and tracked and are obviously interested in how that affects their lives. And but, you know, at the same time, they didn't know that the part of the theme was Bible prophecy. And it's oftentimes when you're talking about Bible prophecy, people will kind of look at you a little differently than they had before. And so we started playing it, and it got through the opening, which is very gripping. Immediately dives right into it, and there's this dramatization that shows, you know, this everyday guy going through his life and what's happening to him. And so then I stopped it, and they all turned to me, and there was about eight of them, all said, no, we want to see more, we want to keep going. And it was like, this was at a dinner party. I was like, okay, keep going. And they were fascinated, and suddenly they were asking questions, which is a wonderful opportunity to share just about anything, because now they're interested in that information.
That's how you wake somebody up. That's how you unlock their mind to see the wider world. And as the Bible says over and over again, the people perish for lack of knowledge. And if we can give people the knowledge, they know something's wrong, but when they see shadow government, they really start understanding just how serious this is. Comments from Grant Jeffrey on that point.
Well, one of the things that I point out in my book, and refer to it in the documentary, is in addition to the rather secret but also partly an open conspiracy plan by the globalist groups to achieve global government and destroy the constitution of free countries like Canada and the United States, there's another aspect, and that is the practical preparations for what is called continuity of government. In this world in which there are weapons of mass destruction and the dangers from both terrorists as well as nation states, any government that does not prepare for the worst would be very, very irresponsible and foolish. For example, during the inauguration a year ago, one member of the cabinet, the defense secretary, Robert Gates, he was in an underground city north of Washington in Mount Weather, where he was designated to take over the presidency of the United States if the worst happened and the Capitol disappeared with the Supreme Court and Congress and the president. And governments have to prepare and think this way in such a world. And so one of the things that we noticed as a Canadian observer watching the 2005 Katrina disaster was the absolute appalling lack of organization and preparation by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which has now become part of Homeland Security. And what I discovered and documented in the book, Shadow Government, is that 96% of the entire $30 billion budget of FEMA was in fact used not for natural disaster relief efforts like Katrina, but was designed for continuity of government with secret bases scattered throughout the United States, filled with food and soldiers and equipment and backup computer records for every part of the functioning of government so that if the worst ever happened, they can take over. But this,
and they can also
produce a global government.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back in the final segment and finish up with what you were just saying. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.